The leaders of France and Turkey held a closed-door meeting in Paris, and many believe they discussed joining a possible call from the U.S. for regime change in Iraq. Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki is in the process of forming a new government, but he is being confronted by serious opposition from the three NATO members. Much of the turmoil in Iraq can be attributed to Paris and Ankara's unhesitating support of the opposition to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. The two nations have provided the militants in Syria with arms, money, and a political support which has repeatedly undermined a diplomatic solution. In a development which seems certain to increase divisions in Iraq, the first independent shipment of Kurdistan crude has just been loaded in Israel, even though such oil sales violate Iraq's constitution. That didn't stop Turkey from exporting the Israeli purchase, nor has it stopped French oil giant Total from signing contracts with Erbil.
France's interests in Iraq are mainly economic interests and not the well-being of Iraqi society. The interests of both Europeans and Americans are very possibly just Iraq's oil.
France has become perhaps the most anti-Iranian nation in Europe, but as the turmoil increases in Iraq, the West's need for a political rapprochement with Iran necessarily increases.
France wants to take advantage of improving relations between Iran and Turkey. Even the Americans have declared that they want to cooperate with Tehran to find a solution in Iraq, so I'm sure France will want to cooperate as well.
France's media continues to view Iraq's unrest solely through the same sectarian lens which helped provoke two terrible European wars in the 20th century. But many believe that focusing on religious differences is a diversion from the fact that a long-standing goal of Western imperialism has been to control independent nations like Syria and Iraq. Ramin Mazahiri, Press TV, Paris.